corporate tax. The president released his proposal. Here in Arizona, Mitt Romney released his.
I'm going to lower rates across the board for all Americans by 20%.
Romney said his plan lowers the corporate tax rate from 35 to 25%. And he attacked the Obama plan, which he said actually is a tax increase.
President Obama's plan is to raise taxes on those enterprises. My plan is to lower it by 20% and put more people back to work.
And this is all likely to come up during tonight's debate. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Mesa, Arizona.
A consumer agency called the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau is beginning an investigation of big bank overdraft fees and the interest they charge for protection against those fees. Bureau Director Richard Cordray.
Overall, we're concerned that these practices have a disproportionate impact on younger consumers, those that are newer to the banking system, and often those with lower incomes who can least afford it.
If mild winters become a habit, Texas State University biologists say vampire bats from Mexico and point south could migrate into Texas in the next few decades. They tend to suck the blood of sleeping livestock. Mostly. In Kabul, Afghanistan, more protests today by Muslims upset over the burning of some copies of the Quran and other religious papers in a trash fire. General Carsten Jacobson.
We have seen a mistake in this case. We have seen misjudgment.
The books were removed from a detention facility, and some at least had terroristic messages and slogans scrawled inside them by the prisoners, according to the military. The violence continues in Syria.
Artillery rounds and rockets continue to fall on the city of Homs. Witnesses are now comparing this siege to Sarajevo. Rubble from destroyed buildings clog the streets. Food and water are reportedly running low. Now Russia's ambassador to the United Nations, a Syrian ally, is adding his voice to a Red Cross call for a ceasefire. Tom Popick, CBS News, Beirut.
Back in November, UC Davis students reacted with anger as security officers pepper sprayed Occupy protesters who refused to move, and they took full spray shots in the face repeatedly. Now comes the lawsuit. 19 students and alumni, using ACLU lawyers, have filed a federal complaint claiming the demonstrators' rights were violated. On Wall Street, the Dow is down about 18 points. The NASDAQ has lost 12. The S&P is off about 4.5 points. Police in Carlsbad, New Mexico, say a 9-year-old little boy was passed out drunk on the playground on vodka stolen by a 13-year-old. Little guy registered .24 at the hospital. This is CBS News.
GMC Certified Service, this is Dan.
Hi, Dan, this is Jeremy.
And I can tell from the sound of your voice it's time for an oil and filter change in your Sierra.
How can you tell?
Experience, Jeremy. Experience. And we should probably check your Sierra's evaporative control system.
And my clutch fluid level.
Right. Well, I had you pegged as a manual transmission guy.
So you can schedule me?
On Thursday, 8:30. Got it.
Professional-grade service for your professional-grade vehicle? GMC Certified Service Experts are speaking your language. Technicians who make the grade. Get an oil change, 4-tire rotation, and 27-point inspection for $29.95 or less after $10 mail-in rebate debit card. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. Offer ends March 31st, 2012. Excludes full synthetic oil and diesel engines. More than 6 quarts of oil extra. Visit GMCCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer.
If you have a good idea for cars and trucks, take it where the cars are.
I'm Peter King. In the shadows of Daytona International Speedway, this tractor is moving slowly, but cheaper and cleaner, thanks to a small biodiesel plant that turns cooking oil into fuel.
It only costs $1.35 a gallon to produce.
Every Riddle Engineering student, Michelle Rodeo, is starting small, just one tractor, but in a few years...
I'd like to be able to produce, or have somebody produce a batch every week and really fuel all the vehicles as much as we can.
The technology isn't all that expensive either. She says this small plant only cost a few $1,000s to build from scratch. Peter King, CBS News, Daytona Beach.
A woman shopping in El Paso, Texas, has been wounded by a bullet that flew out of Juarez, Mexico. She was walking along pushing a stroller when a full metal jacket rifle bullet smashed through her leg. El Paso's mayor is reassuring people that the chances of being hit by a stray Mexican drug war bullet are actually quite small. Harley Carnes, CBS News.
Are you putting your money into an IRA, pension, or 401k? Then I hope you're prepared to lose 30, 40, 50% or more of your retirement savings. Because it's not a question of if the market crashes again. It's a question of when. It's going to happen. Did you know there is a way you can protect and grow your wealth safely and predictably every single year? The people using this approach didn't lose a penny when the market crashed in 2000 or 2008, and they won't lose a penny in the next crash. In fact, their money will continue to grow safely year in and year out, even when stocks, real estate, and other investments tumble. A free report detailing this savings program is now available. This free report shows how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your retirement in the Wall Street casino. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement. It far outperforms any IRA or 401k. To get this free report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
They say everybody talks about the weather, but nobody does anything about it. I can't do anything about it either, but we're going to talk more about it because it's weird.
And now, here's Bill Binica.
All right. Because we're streaming on the internet now, there's people in Alaska could be listening. Antarctica, the Antarctica people could be listening. We don't know. We have no idea. We have no idea exactly what's going on anymore with that crazy streaming stuff because you're all over the world. Although I doubt, you know, people are really looking it up. But here's the thing. So if you're in a very cold climb, then I want to let you know that we're supposed to have the temperatures of 78 degrees today. I don't think we're going to make it to 78. I'm going with 76. I figure that's the spirit. The spirit is 76.
This is Talk is Cheap. With Bill Benica. The Friends and Neighbors Network.
California is number one at a lot of things. Surfing, wine, we're the state with the most millionaires, the most nonconformists, the most millionaire nonconformists. That's why Farmers, the number one insurance group in California, is proud to have been born right here. Our 4,200 agents statewide have the experience to help you tailor a plan for the unexpected.
You can't go wrong with a guy named Wright, so give Farmers agent Mike Wright a call at 541-3942.
Number one ranking based on market share of property and casualty insurers in California.
Hey all you Java lovers out there in Radio Land, it's a new year, and that means resolutions are made, and resolutions will be broken. I can tell you about a resolution that was made decades ago that's never been broken, and that's the folks at Slow Roasted Coffee. They made a vow to always keep their standards high, no matter what. That means you'll taste the difference for yourself when you drink Slow Roasted Coffee. That's because your friends at Slow Roasted Coffee continue to provide their loyal customers with the freshest, highest quality coffee priced right in order to earn your continued loyalty. In case you don't already know it, you can enjoy this fine Java at work. Just call Slow Roasted Coffee and let them know you'd like your workplace set up with hot brew pots and slow roasted coffee, which will, of course, perk up the staff. All puns intended. Slow Roasted Coffee, your neighbors and friends.
That's right, neighbors and friends, friends and neighbors. Slow roasted coffee. Get a slow roll cup of Joe, would you? And you can get it at Spencer's Fresh Markets, which we'll talk about later. All right, let's right now though talk about what's happened today in history. Our highlight in history, according to the Tribune, on February 22nd, 1732, the first president of the United States, George Washington, was born in Westmoreland County in the Virginia colony. On this date, which is why we have President's Day Monday. Anyway, on this date in 1784, U.S. Merchant ship, the Empress of China, left New York for the Far East to trade goods with China. In 1865, Tennessee adopted a new constitution, which included the abolition of slavery. In 1935, it became illegal for airplanes to fly over the White House. In 1959, the inaugural Daytona 500 race was held. Although Johnny Beauchamp was initially declared the winner, the victory was later awarded to Lee Petty. I don't know why. Somebody knows that. Don't they? 1 year ago, a magnitude 6.1 earthquake in Christchurch, New Zealand, killed 184 people. Our birthdays today, announcer Don Pardo. Don Pardo, bless his heart. He's 94. Actor Paul Dooley is 84. Hollywood ghost singer Marnie Nixon is 82. actor Paul Lieberstein from The Office is 45, and actress Drew Barrymore is 37 today. So we'll say happy birthday to them and happy birthday to you if it's yours today.
Happy birthday to you.
Most smokehouse barbecues would knock them out of the park over and over with their award-winning baby back ribs to their pulled pork, chicken, and shredded beef, tri-tip, and Louisiana hot link sandwiches. How about a salad, six kinds, maybe one of four burgers or a chicken job, either sandwich or a half a bird. Most has enormous selection of sides from beans, tater salad, fries, O-rings, and the list goes on and on. Kids menu, soda pop, brewskis by the pitcher, Moe's in Slow Town, and at the beach in Pismo. You'll be saying, Moe barbecue, please.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
CalcoastNews.com. KYNS, your news station.
CalcoastNews.com. We have CalcoastNews.com right now. You can go to CalcoastNews.com 24/7. And not only can you read the articles that they write, you can also read all the comments that people make below that. Right. And you can look up Talk is Cheap on there, too. All right, let's do the first thing first. Police arrested a Pomo man suspected of stabbing an Oceano man repeatedly on Thursday for attempted murder. Luis Mendoza, 24, allegedly stabbed Fabian Medina following a fight in Medina's truck. Following the altercation, the victim checked himself into the emergency room at the Royal Grande Hospital. He immediately underwent emergency surgery for multiple stab wounds. Police arrested Mendoza for attempted murder and booked him into San Luis Obispo County Jail. Bail set at $508,150. Why that number is that, I don't know. Medina is being held at San Luis Obispo County Jail on a felony warrant for a probation violation. So I have base in jail. Okay. But one's worse than the other. All right. Now, other things that are going on. CalcoastNews.com. You know, in Morro Bay, this computer is sold as an anchor. But that's another thing. All right. Here's a story here. Governing by initiative is very costly. California government is increasingly impacted by the whim of successful voter initiatives, which have multiplied like amoeba during a half century of public availability. Maybe a Gleana or a Paramecium. Data provided by the California State Senate suggests there might be as many as 885 proposed initiatives by the end of this decade. By contrast, during the year 1960 to 69, 47 such initiatives were introduced. The numbers have over nearly doubled annually with a filing fee of only $200. The process attracts subject matter that is both serious and comical, and the exploitation of the initiative as a cheap advertising opportunity is not unheard of. These so-called vanity submissions are costly, too. Last fiscal year, state officials spent more than $500,000 to process 102 initiatives. Attempts to raise the filing fee have thus far failed. So this is kind of interesting. Now, so you have the people that clown around with them, but then you have the other thing is that the reason that we're governing ourselves by initiative is because apparently we think the people in Sacramento are dumb. All right, still no word from Pedro Garcia. Daniel Blackburn is further studying what's going on in Cambria. And a letter from his bosses extolling the professional virtues of Coast Unified School District Superintendent Chris Adams was sent home with students last week, further fracturing the divided community and raising once again the mystery of Pedro Garcia. As you may remember, there's a letter to the editor in Cambrian, and it extolled how wonderful and praised the virtues of the superintendent and the Adams. They couldn't find any Pedro Garcia in Cambria whatsoever. They didn't seem to exist. So now the school decided, well, let's send this letter home, even though we can't find a source for it. Let's send this letter home with the kids. Now, the sad part of this whole thing is that it was to a phone. It was a fax phone originally registered to the superintendent. Adams is the origin of the letter, which is really kind of weird. And so this is from Northern California, by the way, the letter came. And so so different parents have different attitudes about things. Some are really upset about it, and others are like, well, he's a wonderful man, I love him. And then they have the California Penal Code Section 538A about sending a letter to an editor in a newspaper and using a false name is actually a misdemeanor. So the world gets stranger as we go. Stranger and stranger. Stranger, stranger and stranger. Okay. And then Gary Nemeth once again wrote an opinion to the CalcoastNews.com. And basically, and let me tell you, Gary Nemeth retired from the San Luis Obispo Police Department following a 30-year law enforcement career in MS-7 on the past Rebel City Council from 2000 to 2008. He's basically saying that, we don't have the resources in Paso Robles that we're supposed to have to function safely. They say we should have at least 29 sworn officers, and they have 27 at this point. So they're just talking about we have the so the reason we're doing the gang assessment in Paso is because we picked Paso because we know that there are issues in Paso, and we wanted to start here and then go forward, Power said. I know from the gang assessment that one of the things that concerns me is that we have the highest rate of teen pregnancy in Paso Robles. We have the highest rate of truancy in Paso Robles compared to the other areas of the county, population-wise, the highest rates. So and what he's basically saying is that Paso seems to be having its problems. Which we knew, of course, also. And that's what's going on with CalcosNews.com and KYNS 1340, your news station.
CalcosNews.com on KYNS, your news station.
The wheels on the bus go round and round, round and round, round and round. The wheels on the bus go round and round. While we wait for Anderson Cooper to talk about the Marine Colvin was killed in Syria. Maybe I'll just try to reload it and see what it does.
Anderson Cooper 360. CNN, weeknights at 8 to 10 Eastern.
A reporter was in the room when the child died. Marie Colvin of the Sunday Times of London, who joins us now from Holmes. Marie, to be in that room, this young baby passed. I mean, we've seen many children killed in this conflict, but to be there, what was that like?
Well, it's a very chaotic room, but the baby's death was just heartbreaking. Possibly because it was so quiet. One of the first shocks, of course, was the grandmother had been helping, completely coincidentally helping in the emergency room, and just started shouting, "That's my grandson. Where did you find him?" And then the doctor said, "There's nothing we could do," and we just watched this little boy, his little tummy heaving and heaving as he tried to breathe. It was horrific. My heart broke.
Do we know how the child died? How is he wounded?
We know there's been constant shelling in the city. So, Anderson, I have to say, it's just one of many stories. His house was hit by a shell. Another member of his family, it's chaos here. So another member of his family arrived later, but after he had died, and said the house had been, the second floor had been hit. This little boy, obviously, it was just one piece of a shrapnel that caught him right in the chest.
There are some who are going to see those images and say we shouldn't show those images, that it's too much. And, we discuss this all the time. Why is it important, do you think, to see these images? Why is it important for you to be there? Right now, you may be one of the only Western journalists in Holmes. Our team has just left.
Yes, I had a discussion with your people, Anderson. I feel very strongly that they should be shown. Something like that I think is actually stronger for an audience for someone who's not here, for an audience for which the conflict, any conflict, is very far away. But that's the reality. These are 28,000 civilians, men, women, and children, hiding.
All right, so that was the last report filed by Marie Colvin, who worked for the London Sunday Times. She was killed yesterday along with another reporter. They were in a house that got hit by shelling. And I think, obviously, it's one of the dangers that one has when they enter a war zone and to do reporting. And in this case, it was it's not even just a regular war zone. It's just a place that's being bombarded. And so the chances of you suffering under those conditions are very high, I would imagine. So I have Marie Colvin, who she wore an eye patch because she lost an eye to a piece of shrapnel, another story she covered years ago. anyway, it's so we lost some reporters, and it's just too bad. That is that story. Hi, you're Rebecca. We have other stories, too. We got things going on. We have some coincidental stories, things that sort of coincide. It's kind of like someone. All right, so we'll get to those, though. Judge Barry LaBarbera has ruled Kenneth Cockrell sane enough to stand trial for murdering his wife. And even though four people have testified and said, well, he's wacky, the judge determined that his behavior prior to the event was very normal and his interaction with people was very normal and therefore has decided to say it's time for him to go ahead and sit and be tried. That made a big deal yesterday about the Dow cracking 13,000 for the first time since May of 2008. It was a sudden spurt, weird thingy that happened for a few seconds before everybody did exactly what I was telling you yesterday. Gas prices, demand is down. We have more gas than we need, yet the cost continues to rise, propelled by fears about Iran and speculators on Wall Street. More speculators on Wall Street, I would say. So here we have Slow County merchants are going to pass on higher costs, they say, because they have to use gasoline to make their businesses go. One of the pizza delivery people are for sure one of the people. One could assume that the rates would go up ultimately with FedEx, UPS, some of these people. And then the other thing that we don't take into account and we need to at this point is they just raised the postage rates. But now, how much will this gas increase in gas price affect, what the profitability of the Postal Service, such as it isn't, but I would say it would affect it, I guess. Let me get to this other page. I'll tell you what they say. While tensions over Iran have risen during the past few months, the price of oil and gasoline has leaped far beyond conventional supply and demand variables. Financial speculators are piling into the market, torquing the Iranian fear factor into even higher prices. They say speculators are to blame. So it's just really sad. We're all suffering. We all suffer for it. There it is. Hey, thanks for nothing. Okay, no. Thanks for nothing. Okay. Now, one of the big things that's happening is the Supreme Court is going to revisit affirmative action in universities and saying that, is it still necessary to have an affirmative action program at a university? A student says a race-based policy costs her admission to the University of Texas. A divided court only 9 years ago said the universities were allowed to take race into account as one of many factors in considering applicants when attempting to assemble a diverse student body. Opponents of affirmative action hope that the current court, more conservative than the one that made the 2003 decision, will further constrain the use of race or eliminate it completely. The affirmative action case adds to a remarkable convergence of controversial social issues on the court's docket, even as the justices themselves take on a higher election year profile. Because they got the gay marriage thing, they got all kinds of stuff going before them. This court's got some work to do. And they will. I don't know how hard they're going to work. They have to put on the investments. Other things are going on. Oh, here, Gary Nemeth was in the paper also today. He says a dispute has broken out between former Paso Robles City Councilman Gary Nemeth and the city's Chamber of Commerce CEO Mike Gibson. So here's the thing. Gary was going to be named the Roblin of the Month for the month of March to honor his volunteer work. But then, he's feeling this because he's written these controversial articles to the Cal Coast News that this is why. All of a sudden, now he's not going to be the Roblin of the month for March. The guy, Mike Gibson, who is the Chamber of Commerce CEO, he said, Nemeth's award has simply been delayed, Gibson said, because of the packed schedule at the upcoming mixer where the award was to be given. A beautification award and another recipient may also be delayed. We've got no axe to grind with Gary, Gibson said. It's just deferring it a little longer. Okay. Yep. I got some land in Florida I'd like to see. Additional attacks on employees occurred at Tester State Hospital over the weekend, as we reported before, but they're just not saying much about it, and it's like crazy this time. And then here you've got the guy who is being sent to Atascadero State Hospital. They probably don't want him. I mean, why would you want more? Why would you want more pain? Anyway. So it's just... Right here, Andrew Downs will be sent to Texas State Hospital for the Christmas 2010 killings of the Santa Margarita double homicide case. I don't want them. I don't care if it's a state hospital or not. They don't care. They don't want that. All right, then, even President Barack Obama belts out a little tune. I can find that. Do you want me to find it? Okay, let's find it. What the heck? You know what I'm saying? What the hooey? What the day? I have a video here somewhere. Let me find it here. Just take a second. President Obama was involved in the Fat Tuesday White House thingy, and you know he did a great job. We did Al Green's song went viral right there, so we better see what else he can do. All right, here we go. We're gonna do "Gotta Watch the Prez Performances." All right, we're ready. Nothing's happened about this thing. Okay. I have to watch it. How come there's nothing to click on? Oh, here it is. President Obama sings the blues. There we go. Ready? There we go. As long as, you know, not right away, but soon.
Sing that.
Yeah.
Because I heard you.
Come on.
I heard you sing it out green. So, you have started something. You got to keep it up now.
B.B. King, Lucille were there. The whole gang. Here's more. Let's see what else says about them. Anyway, so the president couldn't say no. Mick Jagger hollered on Mike almost by way of command. Oh, Mick Jagger was the one that handed the mic. So here, sing. So he did. Buddy Guy provided pride of the president, saying heard that the president did great on the Al Green song, which I said. And so he did okay. And then here's the other little. This is the our little gossipy news. Adam Lambert, exactly the perfect person, I would say, has nabbed his dream gig singing vocals for the iconic British band Queen as they headline the second day of the UK Rock Festival, Sonosphere, 2012. The former American Idol singer and songwriter will step into like Freddie Mercury's shoes in the band's July 7th set. Cool. Cool. All right. Other things going on. So much not good going on. Do I have anything that's fun? Wait a sec. I gotta have something fun. I gotta have something fun here. Well, here's a cute story. Let me see if this is the one. This is kind of fun. All right. This is Jeannie Most. Now, I'm gonna have to tell you, the visuals of women in this particular piece would lend itself to the piece, but they're not totally necessary. All right. So I think it's pretty self-explanatory.
Suddenly it doesn't feel so safe out there. People are looking at you with bad intentions. Because with Vita, your spot on the leaderboard is always up for grabs. Find a friend, find an enemy, find a game. Anywhere, anytime. Never stop playing. PlayStation Vita.
Did the husband of Finland's president get caught sneaking a peek at a gala?
Sure, it happens to teenage boys with raging hormones. One minute you're zoning out while zooming in math class. The next minute...
So I is an imaginary number.
You're nabbed, but this was the husband of Finland's president, seemingly ogling Princess Mary of Denmark. The giveaway may be the guilty look up to the ceiling as she covers her bosom, though maybe he was just inspecting her jewels. At least the princess didn't tell him to focus, as singer Nicole Scherzinger did to Conan.
They asked me to be a guest judge. Focus, Conan. To be,
Finally, let's be real here
speaking
for a second.
Speaking of...
You didn't think I was going to look down there?
I think...
Oh.
Poor guys. Betrayed by even a subtle lowering of their eyelids.
My eyes are up here, Johnny. Bring it up. No, bring it up.
And if a woman is going to show cleavage like that, a man is allowed to look.
But this is the girl's best accessory.
Yes.
Up, up, up. Pictures can make guys look like boobs even when they're innocent. Remember President Obama's tail to the chief moment?
It's causing quite a buzz.
There was the president at a summit.
Giving a young woman a serious once over.
But when Good Morning America showed video of the same instant.
Seems to be a little different story. Obama may be watching his footing.
You can't blame guys for lowering their gaze when this year's Sports Illustrated swimsuit cover model challenges them in a web ad.
Do you think you could beat me in a staring contest? Remember, eyes up here. Ready? There.
For 45 seconds, try to get your eyeballs to resist the magnetic pull of cleavage.
Winner!
Perhaps the best advice about cleavage came from Seinfeld. After George got busted.
Get a good look, Costanza.
Looking at cleavage is like looking at the sun. You don't stare at it. It's too risky. You get a sense of it, then you look away.
Right.
Though unlike cleavage, the problem with looking at the sun is the naked eye. The eye is naked. Ginny Mo, CNN.
My God! I just threw my neck out.
New York.
For 125 years, Mercedes-Benz has produced the world's most advanced automobiles, and Star Automotive is dedicated to maintaining those vehicles for many years to come. Hi, this is Brian from Star Automotive. I wish to thank over 1,000 Mercedes owners who have trusted us with their vehicles the last 5 years. The Star Automotive Independent Mercedes-Benz Service Center can be found in SLO at the corner of Broad and Francis, on the web at starautomotive.com, or by calling 543-STAR. We'll keep the smile on your face and the star on your car.
At 4:15 p.m. at an office in Michigan, Angie Hicks is not at her desk. She's giving blood at the company blood drive.
At the same time, in the same office, Kevin Meehan is not at his desk. He's at the doctor. Kevin has cancer and needs another round of chemo.
Kevin will need blood to fight his cancer.
Angie's blood will help him win.
When you give blood to the American Red Cross, you change a life.
Starting with your own.
Call 1-800-GIVE-LIFE. Or visit givelife.org to schedule your appointment to give blood.
Hi, this is Saeed, Cal Poly graduate and owner of Roundtable Pizza Restaurant here on Central Coast. My family and I have been serving your family at all 7 Central Coast Roundtable restaurants for over 30 years. We will continue serving you the finest quality food available at all of our Roundtable restaurants, just like the fine quality service we get from Radio Central Coast. We have been advertising on all of Radio Central Coast stations, including The Beach, KPIC, K1NS, and Wild 106. If it works for us, it can work for your business too. If you want good quality food and a family atmosphere, eat at your locally owned Roundtable Pizza restaurant. If you want your business to grow, call Radio Central Coast. They serve up a winning recipe just like we do. Roundtable and Radio Central Coast, a good combination. From my family to yours, thank you for eating at Roundtable, the last honest pizza.
It's clear as day now.
I tried to make it work, but it didn't do it.
Now this is national news that I have had one where he wanted to harm me. Enemies of mine, people have gone to my chain of command in the military to report that I'm gay. Stuff that is my personal private business. And I'm not ashamed of who I am. I've served my country. I've answered thousands of emergency calls as a police officer, life-saving medals. I served as an Army officer in Iraq, commanded 700 soldiers in Yuma. This question, it didn't matter if I was gay.
Babu taking on allegations he threatened to deport his former boyfriend, Jose, who does not want to be identified.
Do you think he was trying to make you leave the country?
Maybe.
Babu says he never threatened anything, and it was Jose who hacked his Twitter account, posting slanderous material, a claim Jose says is false.
But the problems for Sheriff Babu may only just be beginning. His political opponents here in Pinal County are now calling for an investigation.
Questions they're raising: did Babu spend taxpayer money pursuing sex, and did he abuse the power of his office?
This has been trying to get rolled out by numerous political opponents, and now it has under this slanderous, baseless attack. And then all of a sudden, everybody reports it as if it was true from this tabloid, and nobody's verified any of the facts. I showed you evidence. This is the business I'm in. If your next-door neighbor called the police on you and said, go and arrest Wolf, do you think I'm just going to come and arrest you? No. I have to find out all the facts. I got to ask questions. You know, this is outrageous that this has been brought out because I'm a conservative Republican, and now they think that somehow there's hypocrisy because I'm gay. I've never worn it on my sleeve like this is who I am.
If Babu survives the scandal, he'll face the ultimate test when voters go to the polls next August. Miguel Marquez, CNN, Florence, Arizona.
Florence, Arizona, where they had a lot of fun right there. Things are exciting going on there, this officer. This is guy's name is Paul Babu, I think is how you say his name, B-E-D-U, Paul Babu. And I think even though it's spelled funny, it's an easy name to remember, Paul Babu. Anyway, so he's, I really don't see what his personal life has to do with anything either. You know, the fact that it's been made public, he was outed by this, Hispanic kid. We're back to the same old trials and tribulations of gays being persecuted for being gay. So I don't really see any point to that, but okay. The other thing too is, you know, you hear about all this all the time. I'm not a Twitter person. I don't have the Twittery thing, the Tweety Twitter thing. I'm doing that, so I don't understand. How does everybody in the whole wide world, when something goes wrong, says somebody hacked into their Twitter account? Are they easy to hack into? We can just the average person go, I think I'll hack into this other guy's Twitter account and do something really bad. I don't understand. Because now we have a bunch of geniuses running around. It's got to be one or two. Maybe both. I'm not sure. It's kind of hit me right there. Well, this is something you didn't want to hear right here. Let me mention this because it's sitting here staring at me in the face. Home prices hit a 10-year low. Now, this is the median home price in the United States. Okay, you know what the median home price in the United States is? This has nothing to do with where we are. This, you know, we're nothing at all. $154,700. That's the median home price in the United States. Okay. All right, let me do some of these other headlines for you so you know what's going on. 49 kill in Argentina train crash. There was a big crash there. Obama slash corporate tax base coming. Afghan Quran burning protests. They're still protesting the fact that some people burnt the Quran at an army base. And do I think it was accidental? Not really. If I had to guess. It's like, you know, peeing on the dead enemy is an accident. We put people in harm's way over and over and over and over and over again. Pretty soon they get angry. They just get angry. They get angry at the people they're fighting. They get angry at the people that are like the people they're fighting. That's life. Site. Oh, there's a site Iran inspectors doesn't want inspectors to see. Okay. What they're betting on, this is the big issue right now with Iran, is, you know, can they outlast the European Union? You know, that's basically what it comes down to. You know, can they outlast Europe? You know, is Europe going to need their oil before, you know, the sanctions really hurt Iran to a degree that would be immobilizing them anyway as far as their capital? And there are a lot of people that don't think that Europe can hold out that long. Here's Ted Turner, I guess. It says Keystone Pipeline is too risky. Well, here's five must-see Oscar film sites. I'm not going to go into all that. Now, here, Adele. You know Adele, who won all the Grammy Awards here, you know, and she has all the top songs, and she, you know, her album 21 is just the biggest thing in the whole world. Anyway, so here she is. She seemed like a nice lady and everything. She's English. And so when she went to get the equivalent of the Grammy Awards in England, she was, again, given an award. And she won, and she was cut short by the host, who said, you know, well, okay, well, that's enough. We've got to be done. And so she apparently gave the bird there. And that doesn't fly any better in England than it flies here. So that something's wrong with that right there. Okay. That's it right there. That's all I'm telling you about right there for now. All right, that's it. Okay. Now, here we have a thing right here. Let me do this. Driving sci-fi futures already here. Now, I'm going to see if this is what I think it is. And I'm going to, we have an opinion piece in the Tribune today, and it's interesting. I find the opinion piece very interesting. I guess I find it really interesting. I'm not sure that that I agree with it. Okay, here's what they say. Look, no hands, the driverless future of driving is here. Will there be a time in our lives when cars don't crash, when a Mustang can warn a BMW if it's changing lanes, or when we can just sit back and relax and our cars will drive themselves? Auto technology experts say yes, and they say that some of these advances may happen quicker than you might think. We're seeing just seismic changes as we speak, said Scott Belcher, president and CEO of the Intelligent Transportation Society of America. Founded in 1991 as an advisory committee, the U.S. Department of Transportation, ITSA, is now an independent nonprofit advocate for technology that will improve the safety and efficiency of cars and trucks. On Tuesday, Consumer Reports announced that it now supports vehicle-to-vehicle communication technology, systems that essentially let cars talk to each other, helping avoid accidents in the process. This is what they're saying. It's going to be our next major safety advance on par with airbags or safety belts. Belcher said studies suggest that as many as 81% of non-impaired crashes could be avoided through vehicle-to-vehicle communication, which uses a dedicated part of the radio spectrum that's been set aside by the federal government. That's pretty huge. He said that's a big number. On cars that drive themselves, he said, if you look where we are today, the adaptive cruise control is semi-autonomous. Cars that park themselves, that's autonomous. You've got buses that operate in rapid transit systems that, for the most part, are autonomous. And so this goes on and on. So here we had today, and this is what the guy said. This was an opinion piece in the Tribune today. Driverless cars should abide the rules of sprawl. This guy is Robert Brueggemann, a professor emeritus of art history, architecture, and urban planning at the University of Illinois at Chicago, and the author of Sprawl, A Compact History. So this guy's an expert on sprawl, I guess. So he's saying, well, if you could just sit back and, you know, not have to really, do anything on a commute, would that add to sprawl? Would more people then say, okay, well, I can live farther out and commute because I can read, drink coffee, do whatever I do? He said, although the driverless automobile, like almost every technological advance, will undoubtedly bring on a great many new problems, it could help also ease severe existing problems caused by the automobile, notably traffic fatalities and congestion. An important prerequisite for increasing the benefits and reducing the negative side effects to abandon some of the reflex thinking that currently hobbles transportation planning. A place to start is the widely held but dubious assumption that we should plan our cities around some particular transportation system. Facilitate buses and trains, many people advocate turning the clock backward and creating a denser urban fabric of the kind that was necessary for 19th century industrial cities. There's nothing wrong with living in this way if that is what most people choose to do. The arrival of the automobile, however, gave urban dwellers a great deal more mobility and flexibility in how they lived, and a large number opted for more dispersed settlements. The driverless car could well extend the flexibility in dramatic fashion, combining some characteristics of automobiles and public transportation, allowing more people's choices in the way they live, whether it involves more compact, high-density cities, more dispersed, low-density settlements, call it sprawl if you like, or perhaps most likely all of the above. Guy. Well, the guy went on for days here. This is a three-column article. And ended up with saying, you know, it may or may not add to sprawl. Yeah. Well, okay. All right. I understand. I can't imagine. When you look at the commutes that people have in Southern California, I don't know about Northern California as much, but you look at how far people drive an hour and a half one way. In Southern California, you have a similar thing here, and people don't seem to realize there's people that live in the North County that drive to Vandenberg, you know, and you have a number of these crazy situations here, you know, where people drive these huge things, an hour and a half. That's not. I mean, there's lots of people that commute to Santa Barbara and back. I mean, people without having a car that drives itself, people are willing to commute huge distances now. So, I have no idea what the point of that was, but I'm one of these people that I'm not a doubting Thomas when it comes to technology, because too many cool things are going on, you know. And this car to car affair, you know, if they can talk to each other, will one of them tell the other one to slow down, and then all of a sudden your gas bill will come back up. The one car that's ratting you will rat you out. Say, hey, you can't be driving that fast. We got to slow you down. It's going to be interesting. So then you say to yourself, well, then, you know, what is there a need for cars? Is there, like, you know, shouldn't it just be some kind of weird transportation system, you know? I don't know. That utilizes the highways. The infrastructure is already there, even though it's falling apart and the bridges aren't safe. The infrastructure is basically there to have driverless vehicles going back and forth. And then they talk about in bigger cities. I don't know why they just talk about doing this in bigger cities. If you took the whole Central Coast, if you take it from all the way north to South County, and said, okay, what if you had cars, you know, these driverless cars, and you got in one in Paso and you drove down to Napomo, and then you got into one in Napomo and you drove back to San Luis, and then you went wherever you went in one little car, and you drop it off and get in another one. There's a possibility there, you know. They do that with bicycles in some places now. There's going to be no sense in having the if you want to get your kicks on Route 66 right now, you're going to have to go get a Zoomer right now and give it the go. I mean, get yourself a new 450 horsepower or something and give it hell, because it's going to go away, I think. I'm sorry to see it go. I really am. Let's do some sports just real quick, because we have some good things that happen right here that's pretty cool. Aurora Grandy knocks off the top-seeded Damien and the biggest playoff win yet, and it's their 14th straight victory. And so here's the Eagles. Here's the guys, this vertical jump that these basketball players can do. Here's two guys that are, you know, 4 feet off the floor just celebrating. It's like, holy dump truck. Mission Prep crushes Santa Clara to roll in the semifinals right there. All right. Got a couple teams didn't do so good. Is that it I want to mention? Yeah, okay. That was it. Okay, so I have a couple teams did really slow. So that's good. That's what's going on. We don't need to talk about the other. Not necessary. I have more. I have another one of these things. You know, I don't know if I want to do two of these in one day, but they're both here, so I'm just going to go ahead and say it. I'm going to go ahead and do it. That's going to take, let me see. Okay, this will happen because there'll be an ad first, so the thing will play kind of normally. But this is, you know, we had the thing about the cleavage and all that. And then Ice-T's wife Coco's need to prove her behind is in fact not fake lands all the doubters on the ridiculous. I didn't even know anything about it, but here we go.
In over 140 countries, Kyocera is one of the world's premier providers of document imaging technology and services.
Kyocera delivers customized document solutions to optimize document workflow for your work environment wherever your work takes you.
Today, a global company needs a global document imaging partner.
Innovative technology to support global business.
Only from Kyocera.
Time now for the ridiculous, and tonight we're adding Coco's Doubters. Now, for those of you who don't do a lot of compulsive, shame-based TV watching at all hours of the day and night, allow me to introduce you to Coco. She's the wife of actor and rapper Ice-T, and they star together in a reality show called Ice Loves Coco. And my God, does Ice love Coco. Apparently, when it comes to Coco, there's been an ongoing national dialogue to which I have not been privy, a coast-to-coast debate about her butt. Dr. Orton's going to be doing an ultrasound to see if there are any implants.
That's right, Travis. We're gonna answer this question, set the record straight once and for all.
That's right, Travis. On the show The Doctors, Coco got an ultrasound on her butt.
Now I'm going to do an enhanced Doppler here, too, that shows vascularity to see if anything has been injected in here.
Where is that man's right hand? Enhanced Doppler? Look, I don't even pretend to understand what vascularity is, but I always thought Doppler was like a weather thing. In any event, the verdict, please.
Coco's buttocks are 100% real!
God, oh my God. Woo! That is right, Travis. Citizens of America, rest easy tonight. The buttocks are real. I repeat, Coco's buttocks are real. No implant.
I wanted to be that skinny girl, so that's why I got the boobs. Yes, I had them enhanced when I was 18 years old.
Say what? All right, so maybe she has some implants, but not butt implants. That's the point we're getting at here. I hate to say it, but when it comes to proving the veracity of her posterior, Coco's a little behind. The pioneering Ms. Kim Kardashian actually blazed that particular trail when she got her butt x-rayed.
No implant. This is
shocker.
Kim.
I am so glad that I did this x-ray. The whole world doubting me. This x-ray is like the best thing I ever could have done.
Was the whole world really all that concerned about this issue, this tissue? That seems like it might be hyperbole. The whole world, I think, has more important things to think about after all, like whether Courtney Stodden has had breast implants. It turns out she doesn't. We always knew that, of course, because of this.
My breasts are real. Everything about me is real. My hair is real. My teeth are real. My eyelashes are real. My breasts are totally real.
See, she said it twice, so it's really true. See, so much trouble, all the ultrasounds and the x-rays, when all it really takes is a black and white YouTube video and a little repetition to set the record straight. Or here's an alternative. How about everyone just minds his or her own beeswax? Because as the old saying goes, never explain your butt cheeks, your friends don't need it, and your enemies won't believe it. Love you, Coco.
Hey, the world's gone mad. But let me say this, because I just mentioned this to Nancy. We were watching the tube the other day. And it's because I got the thing, you watch television, and so they got all these different things, you know. People want to sell stuff that has a little logo that says, as seen on TV, as if that somehow makes it more real or something, somehow that affirms it in some way. You know, some kind of affirmation because it was seen on TV. Well, it was a commercial that somebody placed on TV. It doesn't mean that it had anything to do with TV in any particular way or was judged by anybody that had to do with TV, but it's just there. So you got the thing, you know, they got the hair extensions, now they got a guy that comes on and he has teeth that he puts in. He got a thing that goes over your teeth and makes all your teeth look all white and bright. You know what I mean? But they're not really your teeth and they come out. You know what I mean? And so then they got the things, they honestly have these things that make your butt a different shape that you wear as padding, you know, And I got all this different stuff, you know. Somebody's in for a surprise at some point along the line, don't you think? Okay. Yeah, how do you gently say, I'm actually 95 years old, but I just look 30? You know, how do you do that with a guy? I'm not sure. That's it, but they got all the equipment so you can do it. You can do it. I was watching, you know, if there's any, how many years have they advertised? Probably since the beginning of television, I would imagine. Before that, it was in magazines. Eyeliner. Things for women for their eye, the lipsticks, the eyes, the whole thing, but eyeliner. Eyelashy things. And they got the little things that squish the little eyelashes and everything. And I've watched women use those. And then, but now they got some new stuff that's got some kind of particles in it. And so what they're saying is it makes your eyelashes longer because it actually does make your eyelashes longer, but not with eyelash, with some kind of gamu. It's a scary world out there, I tell you. Yep. Yeah, I'm happy. I'm happy with the one I have. Knowing everything's real and the word should be. You know, so, yeah, that's the way it is right there. And I cannot tell a lie. It's a scary world out there. All right, so that's just some of the stuff I thought we'd share about. And then the body thing again. I'm tired of hearing about stuff. I don't want to know about anybody's anything. I'm just tired of all this things that for your body that are parts of your body that shouldn't be discussed on television at all. And I just am really sort of getting sort of fed up with all that, really. So you're saying, Bill, maybe you shouldn't watch so much television. I don't watch that much. You only have to watch a few minutes, and they throw all this stuff at you. It's like, holy crap. All right, anyway, let's do CBS News and find out what's going on in the real world, such as it is, and then we'll come back for another hour of Talk is Cheap.
CBS News. I'm Harley Carnes. What corporations pay in taxes is already a campaign issue.
I'm Peter Mayer at the White House. Even as the administration announces this plan, Treasury Secretary Geithner predicts a lengthy and politically contentious process. The White House wants to cut the corporate rate from 35 to 28%, while ending dozens of tax breaks enjoyed by many businesses. The proposal calls for a lower rate for manufacturers to encourage job creation. Geithner says the final product should bolster the economy and job creation without adding to deficits. Peter Mayer, CBS News, the White House.
Republicans' reaction has been mostly, it's a start in the right direction, but in general, the GOP would reduce taxes more, saying it would rev up the economy and produce more revenue. In Syria, more attacks and government forces fighting with rebels in Homs and in other small towns. More calls from the Red Cross to let them in securely, too.
This access that we have had is not enough in the sense that we need to be there quicker, more frequently, in a more suitable security condition.
That's Hisham Hassan at the Red Cross. Rebels say the death toll today is at least 70. Muslim anger in the streets outside U.S. facilities in Kabul today over the burning of Qurans.
In this case, we have seen a mistake. In this case, we have seen misjudgment.
German Brigadier General Carsten Jakobsen says initial reports indicate whoever was in charge may not have known there were Qurans among the material taken to the burn pit.
Who basically told soldiers to take it and to dispose of it in an improper way.
The incident has had grave implications, he said, and whoever is responsible, he promised, would be held accountable. Cammie McCormick, CBS News, Washington.
Is it your free speech right to lie, to pretend to have won a great honor like the Medal of Honor, for example? The Supreme Court's considering the question.
Defending the Stolen Valor Act, Solicitor General Donald Borrilli declared that winning a Medal of Honor is, as he put it, a big deal, and that the government can't stand idly by while someone debases its value. But several justices expressed concerns that this could be the start of a slippery slope of chipping away at free speech rights. Where do you stop, Chief Justice John Roberts asked. Justice Sonia Sotomayor added, I thought the core of the First Amendment was to protect even offensive speech.
CBS's Barry Bagnato in Washington. Researchers are working on the connection between migraines and depression.
We are still not sure which comes first. Is it the depressive symptoms that precede the migraine, or is the migraine that is the risk factor for future depression?
Dr. Tobias Kurth at Brigham and Women's Hospital says that women with migraines are 40% more likely to become depressed. Existing home sales were up in January, 4.3%. Home prices also fell further. The problem continues to be a market saturated with foreclosed homes, with still more foreclosures on the way. On Wall Street, the Dow down 27 points, the Nasdaq off 15 today. This is CBS News.
At Quicken Loans, we close many of our home loans in 30 days or less. But if you work with someone other than Quicken Loans, you might be dealing with a lender that takes a lot longer. Here's an analogy. I ordered a pizza 4 hours ago that should have arrived in 30 minutes or less. Think of my cold, unappetizing pizza as a mortgage from a lender that doesn't care about closing loans quickly.
Here's your pizza, dude.
You should have been here a lot sooner.
Who do you think I am? Quicken Loans?
The choice is clear. A mortgage from a lender that takes forever to close your loan, or a piping hot mortgage from Quicken Loans that arrives fresh at your door in as quick as 30 days or less. One more way, Quicken Loans is engineered to amaze. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an incredible 3.875%. APR, 4.17%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or go to quickenloans.com.
Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number
3030. This is National Margarita Day. Pick your flavor.
Like many drinks, the origin of the cocktail is up for debate. Some say it was invented in Mexico for the daughter of a German ambassador who was named Margarita. But Ken McKenzie, co-founder of Texas-based Republic Tequila, says the drink was first made near Tijuana for a dancer that could not drink straight liquor.
There's so much access to fresh lime. I think that would have been an easy thing to whip up.
All margaritas are pretty much the same. It's a mix of tequila, limes, and orange liqueur. Michael Board for CBS News, San Antonio.
Continental Airlines says no smoking on the planes means no smoking, even if there's no smoke. A man was taken off a flight for refusing to turn off his electronic cigarette, the byproduct of which is only water vapor. The TSA does not ban them, but Continental does. Harley Carnes, CBS News.
An idea is born, but your team lives worlds apart. No problem. Welcome to GoToMeeting with HD Faces by Citrix, the easy way to meet online and face-to-face with high-definition video. Simply launch or join a meeting with one click from any computer, share screens in real time, and edit documents together. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click the Try It Free button, and enter promo code 45. GoToMeeting with HD Faces. Try it free today.
This is Father John Couture.
And this is TV news anchor Ernie Anastas.
Ernie, what's your idea of a good friend?
Well, I think a good friend is someone who listens when you need to talk. A good friend is one who offers encouragement and good advice when you need clarity and support. And a good friend leaves you free to find your own way.
That's like the Lord. He's a good friend to all who turn to him. He listens. He offers his grace to help you carry on with courage. If you'd like to hear more on this topic, visit my website, messengerofjoy.com. God bless you.
Thank you.
This is Talk is Cheap, the Friends and Neighbors Network, with Bill Benica.
How does a little shoe store like Mike's and the Slow Promenade seem so big? They start by taking assortment to a new level. Not just any assortment, but the brands people really want and the styles people really love. Mike, Annie, Shu, Shun, and their entire crew at Mike's really know their stuff, and they're happy to make it work for you. The right people, the right place, all the time. You'll like Mike's and find what you're looking for in men's and women's shoes. Every time you hear this ad, you're just one pair away from the perfect number of shoes. Mike's Shoes at Southside Promenade.
Charter Internet is keen on giving you more. Not a little more, a big more, as in more speed, which means more streaming hoops, more celebrity scoops, more posts, more boasts, more webcam, more cousin Pam. By delivering more speed, we make the web more fun. Moreover, it doesn't cost more. To learn more or sign up today, visit charter.com/freefast. Increase for Express and Plus customers only. Service not available in all areas. Other restrictions may apply. Your favorite word is not rutabaga, shimmy, or Xanadu. No, your favorite word is free, because it makes other words better, like guilt-free, termite-free, and faster internet speeds for free. That's what Charter customers just got, allowing them to feel footloose and fancy-free as they download more freely. Don't have Charter internet? Feel free to sign up at charter.com/freefast. Increase for Express and Plus customers only. Service not available in all areas. Other restrictions may apply.
Country Oaks Care Center, caring for the loved ones that you care about. Country Oaks, owned and operated by John and Sharon Henning. They're friends of mine, really nice friends, and that niceness shows at their 57-bed skilled nursing facility at 830 East Chapel in Santa Maria. Country Oaks specializes in short-term rehabilitation and long-term care. Country Oaks accepts Medicare, Medi-Cal, HMOs, and private insurance, and will do the paperwork for you. They offer physical, occupational, speech, enteral, and IV therapies, including a fully equipped therapy room. At Country Oaks Care Center, your loved ones will find a warm and caring staff and a home-like atmosphere. All activities are geared to individual needs and desires, as well as nutritious meals and that extra ounce of caring and a cup of slow-roasted coffee. From Rotary to their annual float participation in the Santa Maria Elks Rodeo Parade, the Hennings are involved in their community. At 830 East Chapel in Santa Maria, Country Oaks Care Center, caring for the loved ones that you care about.
Cheap, cheap, cheap. 1340 KY and Asher with Bill Benick, and this is Talk is Cheap. Thanks for joining me today. It's Wednesday. It's supposed to be warm-ish than it is, and then the rest of the week is supposed to be not too bad. It's 60s towards the end of the week, and then the cold at night, down in the 30s again at the end of the week. Really, this is why the plants can't figure out what to do. They have no idea. Summer, it's spring and summer in the daytime, and then it's like ridiculous at night, so everything's going crazy. Let's talk about some of the other things. FDA okay suppliers of cancer drugs. Federal regulators have approved new suppliers for two crucial cancer drugs. These are critical shortages that have been ratcheting up fears to patients, particularly children with leukemia, would miss life-saving treatments. But there are currently 283 separate prescription drugs in short supply are unavailable nationwide, and regulators and manufacturers say shortages are a long-term problem but we tend to give patients and doctors nightmares. On Tuesday, the Food and Drug Administration said it will temporarily allow importation of a replacement drug for Doxil, a drug for recurring ovarian or bone marrow cancer. The Johnson & Johnson drug hasn't been available for new patients for months because J&J's contract manufacturer had to shut down production over serious quality lapses. God, it's just amazing. We used to actually be able to make stuff. That's how we could just make stuff. Now, go ahead. Okay. Now, here was they had a big issue on the tube the other day I was watching. And you're saying, Bill, you're watching TV again. I watch it for about an hour a day. All right, here's the point. Study questions necessity of going gluten-free. All right, so here's all this stuff that's on the market now that's gluten-free, so you don't have to have wheat and gluten in there. And so this is because of a thing called celiac disease. And so celiac disease is really tough if you have it. You know, it's and it can be caused by gluten sensitivity, and it gives you, you know, what, everything in the world you don't want, like diarrhea, abdominal pain, gas, bloating, headaches. I mean, you're just a big wreck, you know, you're not fun to be around. And so so there's a lot of this gluten stuff going on, this gluten-free stuff. Well, it's usually more expensive. You know, anytime there's less of something than something, you're going to notice whole wheat bread versus white bread, you know, that kind of, the less of stuff there is in there, the less processing they do, the more it costs you money. I haven't figured that out exactly, but that's how it works. You know, and so, I mean, whole wheat, you get this bread now that's got big chunks of wood and mice and whatnot in there and woodchucks, because they didn't really do anything to it. You know, they just made it into bread, and yet they charge you more for that. Anyhow, same thing with the gluten-free thing. So they're saying a lot of people that are doing the gluten-free affair don't need to do the gluten-free affair if you don't have a sensitivity to it, and they still want to do more research on the celiac disease, it's called, and see, you know, what gluten does or doesn't do with that. So, but if it does bother you, and it can, because I know people have been allergic to wheat, then you avoid it or buy gluten-free. Other things going on. Two dozen city and county governments in California face a combined $135.7 billion in unfunded pension liabilities, according to a study released Tuesday that also found the problem is growing. The Stanford Institute for Economic Policy Research and a nonprofit California Common Sense evaluated 24 local government pension systems that are not part of the California Public Employees Retirement System. The funds range from those for smaller entities such as the city of Santa Barbara and Stanislaus County to the largest local governments in California, including L.A., San Diego, and San Fran. The report found that none of the systems is at least 80% funded. None of the systems, which often is used as a benchmark for minimum funding level. So, when push comes to shove, I mean, you have to know what's going to have to happen. I mean, if all the cities are not all going to go belly up over pensions. They're just not going to. I can't imagine. I can't imagine. At some point they're going to say, you know, that pension you used to have, it ain't the same. Just amazing. Syria rejects allies. Reject calls for pressure. China, Russia, Iran maintain support of the regime that's killing dozens, of course, as you know. And so it really sucks. Yeah, it sucks. What else I got here? I got some stuff. I got some things that are interesting right here. Okay, this is there's been a whole lot of stuff on CNN and elsewhere since Whitney Houston's death on addiction. And we got Dr. Sanye, who kind of explains some of this addiction thing and what happens in your brain and all that kind of thing. And you can try to figure it out.
Most people say that once an addict, I'm always an addict. Addiction is a physiological craving for a particular substance. It can be a drug, but it can also be a certain type of food. Some people even think it can be to a behavior. But addiction actually causes a change that we now know and can measure in the brain. There's sort of three parts to it. First of all, there's the anticipation of having some sort of substance. And most people, whether you're an addict or not, have an anticipation. It shoots off these areas of the brain that are responsible for anticipating, craving something. But then there is a reward to actually having the substance, a short-term reward. And people have heard the term euphoria used to describe this. You feel good. Dopamine is sort of flooding the brain. Dopamine is a feel-good hormone in the brain. But then the difference occurs after that. In a person who's an addict, their brain, that reward system really starts to blunt down very quickly. Starts to become very, very quiet. Whereas someone who's not an addict, they enjoy the euphoria of a substance or something much longer. Because an addict's brain is not getting that sense of well-being, what do? They take more and more of the substance. There are a few things that probably make you more likely to become an addict. One is genetics. If your parents are both addicts or alcoholics, for example, you're more likely to be one yourself. There's also a psychological component. So people who have other mental illnesses such as depression, have clinical anxiety, those sorts of things, they're more likely to become addicts. And then just sort of the social situation. If you're around a lot of addicts, if you're in a place that empowers you to be an addict, provides a lot of substances to you, that could make you more likely to become an addict as well. Treatment for addiction is one of the more controversial areas, I think, of mental health medicine. I mean, there's all sorts of different strategies, a lot of them focusing more on this idea that addiction is a brain disease. So a lot of it has to do with abstinence and making sure people don't have access to these substances, keeping in mind that if they take substances, even, you know, years out after being treated for an addiction, they may become an addict again. There's a relatively new medication which some people say can sort of really tinker with the reward mechanisms in the brain so that someone doesn't experience that initial burst of euphoria in response to a drug or some substance. But there's also a lot of focus on this idea that, you know, addicts need a huge social support network, whether it's following a really regimented plan such as in the 12 steps or having a support group such as in Alcoholics Anonymous, Addicts Anonymous, whatever it may be. The component of having both together seems to be something that most people agree on.
Yeah. By the way, they had a. I know what I watched yesterday. I watched the repeat of 60 Minutes on MSNBC, and so they had a thing. The Scandinavians have come up with a stuff called Schmoot or something. I don't know what the name of it is. Just go with it. You know, Schmoot. I don't know. Was this Smuff? Maybe it's called Smuff. We'll call it Smuff just for the heck of it, because Smuff rhymes with puff. And what it does is it's a tobacco substitute, and so it doesn't give you oral cancer. It doesn't affect you in any detrimental way, really. They say except it elevates your blood pressure a little bit when you're taking it, which is what nicotine would do also. But they're saying basically it's really safe stuff. So then they show, they had a lady who was from some state, you know, it was like our tobacco control thing we have here in San Luis Obispo, but this was for a state. And so she's like, well, that's no, you can't do that. You have to just stop. You can't have something else to substitute for it because then you're still an addict. Well, yes, but you're an addict. You don't have any cardiopulmonary problems, you know. You're not smoking. So it obviously is a step. It's a step forward for two people: the person who's not smoking the cigarettes and the person who's not breathing the cigarette smoke to the person that's doing the smoking. So this was like this lady was kind of like, you know, being kind of weird to me. Like, well, I don't know, you have to do it the hard way or else it just doesn't work for you. That bull. But then they showed a kid who smokes a pack a day, you know, or worse, and he also takes the smish. Well, I call it smuff. He takes the smuff. And so basically they said to him, well, you're really addicted. He goes, yeah, okay, of course you're going to have that with some people. I didn't get it. I thought, okay, they've clinically come up with something that's not harmful at all to replace a tobacco. And it's not like chewing tobacco, which can give you, and I sadly have a brother who has throat cancer. You know, it's not that. You know, it's not chewing tobacco. It's this other stuff called smuff. Anyway, but it was. I thought it was interesting. I thought it was interesting the attitudes about it, and I thought it was interesting that they had it. Now, I can't tell for sure. There's no way. I don't know if it's available in the U.S. or not. Now, I didn't get that part. Sorry, I didn't get that part. Judge Judy or something was going on. I had to watch that. If you're never quite sure about how your life's going, I will recommend this to you. If you're never quite sure, you say, you know, I don't know how my life's going right now. Turn on Judge Judy and just watch for a half hour. 15 minutes, just watch one case. And the people that bring lawsuits against each other. And you will come away saying, you know, life's not a problem. Everything's okay. Really is. Oh, here's one thing I got to do. I got to tell you about this. I'm going to tell you. This is what I got. I got to tell you about this letter. Now, I'm not sure why they print these. Okay, I'm not sure why they do it. Unless it's to the Tribune I'm talking about. When they print a letter, it's like this. Unless it's to sort of make fun of somebody. Okay. Andy wrote this letter. So here's the thing that makes me wonder. Somebody writes a letter to the editor. I can't imagine writing a letter to the editor of a newspaper and writing to the newspaper unless I read the newspaper, you know, and then had some comment to make about something I saw on there. But I also can't imagine writing a letter to an editor if I don't read other people's letters to the editor, you know, to see what's going on around there and see if they've already answered. If I'm going to make a statement, see if they've already answered the question. All right, so here's a statement again, and I hope they don't print any more of these because we've seen enough of them and I'm fed up with seeing it. Thank you for your brickbat to Save the Plastic Bag Coalition, a thoughtless group working against a positive step forward for our community. Now I wonder, perhaps, the Tribune could continue its environmental leaning, review its own plastic bag policies, and limit the use of plastic for paper carriers. We subscribe to both the Tribune and the L.A. Times. The Times comes wrapped in nothing but a rubber band unless it's raining, while the Tribune is in a plastic bag every day of the year. For the love of God, it's recyclable. It's just, it happened, it's like a plastic bag, but it's recyclable plastic. Please tell, if you know Andy, tell him. Tell anybody, that's thinking of writing a letter, please don't write any more letters to the editor about the dang bags of the Tribune is in, because it's not, it's recyclable, that bag. Now, our newspaper person, who I think has changed, just by can sort of tell, they're not, unless it's raining, they're not using a paper bag. They're using a rubber band also. So, which is, and I save them in a little box with other rubber bands, you know. I try to recycle them. Even though I think they're biodegradable, I try to do my part. try to do my part. All right, let's do this. I want to do Spencer's Fresh Market because freshness is local at Spencer's Fresh Markets. And it's always good to review some things sometimes about Spencer's that you may not find at other markets. One of the things is that the butcher shops actually grind, and I want you to, you're going to say, Bill, it can't possibly make a difference. You're wrong. If, in fact, they grind their own meat and they don't take bits and pieces from all sorts of everything and make hamburger out of it, they take the actual pieces of meat that they're going to make hamburger, and it's all, when you get a pound of hamburger, it's all the same meat. The same piece of meat that's ground up as a hamburger, you cannot believe the difference in flavor. Honestly, you can tell. I don't have to really even try to convince you. You just need to buy a pound of hamburger at Spencer's and try it. And I know you'll see that I'm correct. And if somebody had told me that would be the case, I'd say, I don't think so. I don't see how that can make any difference, really. It makes a huge difference in flavor. It really does. And so enjoy your burgers again, for God's sake. And if you need other things, but the butcher department's always there, you know. Let's say, you know, during the holidays we do the standing rib roast and everything, you know, but you can order one at any time. You can order briskets. You can do all kinds of stuff at Spencer's, you know, with the butcher department. You want pheasants, I don't care what you want. Order it and say, here, I need some of this. They'll find it. And they'll, you know, custom grind stuff for you and split chickens and do all that kind of stuff. And they take care of you at Spencer's with that, all the five locations. And then they have the great deli departments in all five locations making great sandwiches and having great salads that they make themselves right there. And what a difference that makes when you're making it. It's like if you were making it, you know, it doesn't taste like some of the other funny stuff that you get some places. It's like, you sure this is macaroni salad? You sure this is what's in here? You know, that kind of feeling, you know, you don't have that with Spencer's. They got hot foods they prepare, so they got the chickens. Everybody rotisserie's chickens, they do too. But they also do other hot foods. So a lot of times there's hot tri-tip at night. There's meatloaf. There's all kinds of stuff you can get. You know, the potato wedges, whatever, and stuff you can just scoot home if you want to and eat. Local products like crazy, and I mean about every local product you can think of. And you, unless you go to a Spencer's and go to the local product area, now the slow roasted coffee might not be in the local product area, but I'm talking about smaller shelf type local products. You probably can't even imagine how many local products there are. There are a bunch. And John Spencer sells them. So that's totally cool too, I think. All right, so you got that. You got organic foods. You got your vitamins and minerals and supplements and all that. In a very nice area there with that now. So anyway, Spencer's Fresh Markets. I just think they're the tops, and I think you'll think so too if you go there and shop. Give it a go. Try the hamburger. I mean, in a raw, grindy Santa Maria, Tascadero, San Luis Obispo, Morbe. Because you'll be glad you did. Spencer's, where freshness is local. Really, 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 really local.
Subaru drivers are curious folks, so naturally the people who come into Rancho Grande Subaru in San Luis Obispo tend to ask a lot of questions. One we get a lot about is the Subaru Impreza, particularly after we tell them that the Impreza has symmetrically all-wheel drive while getting 36 miles per gallon. The question people ask most is, can you repeat that? And we say that the Subaru Impreza has symmetrical all-wheel drive and gets 36 miles to the gallon. Then they ask us to repeat again, because they thought they heard us say, the Subaru Impreza has all-wheel drive while getting 36 miles per gallon. And we tell them, yes, you heard right. To which they understandably say, wow. If you have a question about a Subaru, come to Rancho Grande Subaru in Slowtown. We'll be happy to give answers. Right now, lease a 2012 Impreza 2.0i for 39 months for $250 a month with $2,500 due at signing. Call 1-800-SUBARU-3 for lease details or come by Rancho Grande Subaru, 1404 Auto Parkway, San Luis Obispo.
Hey, all you Java lovers out there in Radio Land, it's a new year, and that means resolutions are made, and resolutions will be broken. I can tell you about a resolution that was made decades ago that's never been broken, and that's the folks at Slow Roasted Coffee. They made a vow to always keep their standards high, no matter what. That means you'll taste the difference for yourself when you drink Slow Roasted Coffee. That's because your friends at Slow Roasted Coffee continue to provide their loyal customers with the freshest, highest quality coffee priced right in order to earn your continued loyalty. In case you don't already know it, you can enjoy this fine Java at work. Just call Slow Roasted Coffee and let them know you'd like your workplace set up with hot brew pots and slow roasted coffee, which will, of course, perk up the staff. All puns intended. Slow Roasted Coffee, your neighbors and friends.
about some facts. The Chevy Volt was one of the most awarded cars in 2011. The Volt's battery has been tested for more than 395,000 hours. And most importantly, the Volt has received the highest overall vehicle score for safety possible. The extended range, electric Chevy Volt. Hard to argue with the facts.
I've always had an interest, fascination with Abraham Lincoln.
It's no coincidence Bryce Stenzel also strongly resembles the nation's 16th president. A costume historical interpreter, he'll make the rounds in town sharing Lincoln's story. We happened to run into him at the antique warehouse owned by Rob and Christine Winter.
Anything that walks in the door, if people want to sell it, we'll look at it and buy.
In a short 3 years, they've amassed quite a collection of stuff.
Burger Mondale.
From buckets of political buttons to an entire wall dedicated to political shirts, including a spot for Gary Hart for president. It's typical for the Winters.
Uncirculated.
To buy buckets full of stuff, sellers look to earn a quick buck, and the couple pay and look over the stuff in more detail at a later time. And occasionally, they find something that's relatively rare and unexpected.
It's like the Pawn Stars. You never know what's going to walk through the door.
Last fall, they found this presidential coin tucked away in the bottom of a box of costume jewelry. It's dated 1860, and on one side, it's the portrait of a beardless President Lincoln, and on the other, his vice president, Hannibal Hamlin.
When people actually can touch that kind of piece of history, it just sends tickles up your spine.
It really does.
Abe Lincoln could have actually passed it from now.
The thinking is it was once used, much like campaign buttons are used today, and 152 years later.
It's very exciting. It's also very humbling. I knew that I get to hold it in my hand.
It's a piece of history an acting president really appreciate.
I've never really wanted to dress up as anybody but Bill Benneke. Yeah, exactly. So, and that's really how I kind of go with it. So I don't know. But he liked to dress up like Lincoln, and then they had all that old stuff, which is kind of fun. Some of that old stuff is kind of fun. All right, here's Bill. We're trying to have fun. I won't be here next Tuesday, the 28th, and there's a gentleman that always calls and says, I'm so glad Bill Benneke is not here, but here's what's going to happen. We're going to play a replay of one of the shows because we have a podcast now on calcosnews.com, which you can go to at any time. And if there's something that you heard that you liked or you want to hate again, you can just go to that podcast. So we're actually going to inject one of those. Is that the right word? We're going to put one of those in there. On the 28th, and so the guy that calls, really happy that I'm not here, and Ed Schultz is on the air, because Tom put Ed Schultz on the air, he's not going to be happy this time. Okay, so I mentioned, I know he's listening as much as he doesn't like me, and he listens to me that way. All right, let's hear this. Was I thought I don't normally get into all this kind of stuff, but I have to tell you, I was so impressed with this place when I saw it for the very first time, and that was sometime after it was the Welcome Home Vietnam Vets thing we had last summer. The Hine Foundation of San Luis Obispo recently donated $20,000 to the Atascadero Veterans Memorial Foundation, giving support to veterans and the foundation for its latest fundraising project. The AVMF plans to add a large bronze and black granite sign to the memorial plaque to welcome visitors to the Faces of Freedom Vets Memorial, which was built and dedicated in 2008. Can't believe it's been that long. This memorial is near the Charles Paddock Zoo in Atascadero Lake Park. For more information or make a donation to the project, you can contact Andrea Greenway at 466-7076. It's a really, really, really nice memorial. They did a really, really, really great job, in my opinion. And the fact that there was people that were like, oh, we don't know about that bronze thing. Shut up. There's a certain group of people that are, and I feel bad for them. I really do. In my own way, I do feel bad. They're not happy about anything. They don't like anything. You know, that they just go out of their way to just not like stuff. What a way to live. I mean, that's too bad. Well, speaking of that, let's do this. This was, now we had two barn article letters today. Planners need to consider all the uses for the barn. This is the editorial from the Tribune. This is the Octagon Barn. Opening restored Octagon Barn for tours and the like would be sensible, but using it as a trailhead as well could lead to problems. So This is interesting over here. So this is the point. Here's the point they're making. If they use it as part of the Bob Jones bike trail, which they want to do and have the bike trail go down and then eventually go back onto Ontario Road, I guess. And so they're saying the thing that could be a problem is that, you know, too many cars and all that. Now, there's parking for 120-something cars. Let me get it right here for you. 112 cars. There's parking for 112 cars, and when they talk about down where the on Ontario Road, where the trailhead is now, the first phase of the Bob Jones Bike Trail where it was built, they have cars that are overflowing the parking lot and parking along the street. There sure as hell is not 112 cars there. I can tell you that. There's nowhere near that. That parking lot's not that big. And so, and then you would have to consider the fact that if people can start from the Octagon Barn as opposed to having to start from down there, that would spread out the parking more, I would think. That's my opinion. But then this person here said, here's this guy's attitude. Lou says, as someone who has supported and contributed numerous land conservancy causes, I am concerned about its latest drive, the restoration of the Octagon Barn on South Agar Street, which is already done, of course. The restoration would be included an event center, a museum, a classroom, and a community room. The project would accommodate docent-led tours, community groups, meetings, and corporate retreats. Also to be added is a 1,000-square-foot general-purpose building and 112 parking spaces. Land Conservancy would lease the land as well as build and maintain the museum. I believe this project is totally unnecessary and completely outside of the Land Conservancy's original mission, which, as the name implies, is to conserve land, not restore old buildings. They've been restoring this building. How many years has it been since I was over there? I mean, it's years they've been restoring the Octagon Barn. I mean, years and years, like a dozen years they've been restoring the Octagon Barn. Did he just find out? I mean, he's been giving them money and he just found out they're restoring the Octagon Barn? And now it's pretty much restored and then they want to work on the other buildings and make it kind of a neat place. I don't know. What did the guy say this was going to be? What was the one thing he said? Corporate retreat. No, corporations like police departments, they don't go to the Octagon Barn. They go up to Carmel. You know, they go someplace spiffy. Yeah. Say, okay, we'll go here, up to Carmel Valley. That's where they go. They're not going to go to the Octagon Barn. Yeah, I ain't telling you right now. They're not going there. And then there was Mike, who's lucky this guy didn't shoot him, as far as I'm concerned. Whoever it was who fired the warning shot Sunday morning in Black Lake Canyon, after I respected and turned back at your no trespassing sign and was well on my way back to the main trail with my two dogs, I know the shot was intended for me or yelling carried down the canyon. I don't know who discharged the firearm, but I know where it was discharged from, and it was a live round. What goes up must come down. You might want to rethink your actions. Because here the lady in where was it? Somewhere in the near the fighting or something. Where was it? Some place. Got hit in the leg. Oh, in San Diego. It was fired over the Mexican border there. And some lady got hit in the leg. You just have to. It's dangerous. You have to wear a helmet at all times. All right, and then Jim had this Santascadero. Now that the proponents of plastic bags have filed a lawsuit, I believe that they are in a no-win situation. In the event they win, there is nothing to compel the merchants to distribute them for free. Maybe. All right, anything's going on. My ear was so... I don't know. This was... I guess it's Lucille from Morro Bay wrote this. I guess it's a thought. But it seems like a weird thought to me. More attacks at Tascadero State Hospital! People are admitted at ASH for treatment. They must not be assessed appropriately or receive appropriate treatment, or there wouldn't be so many attacks. They're nuts. Lucille, they're not normal. They're damaged. Anyway, if the patient won't take medication he needs, where is the court order? They do have court orders for that. There's two types of victims here, the patient because of mistreatment or mistreatment, and the staff because of the same causes. The patient who didn't receive treatment may go to prison. How about the people who don't provide appropriate treatment? Are they held responsible? So now, that's the first I've heard that the Tascadero State Hospital wasn't providing the treatment they were supposed to provide and the medications to the patients. I hadn't, maybe it was some big undercover story that I missed. Mm-hmm. Then Brad from the Executive Committee of the Surfrider Foundation said this. The Tribune has provided several articles describing budgetary cutbacks and newly proposed regulations from the EPA. A new EPA proposal states it's acceptable for 1 in 28 people to get sick when they go to the beach. Children are especially vulnerable, perhaps they tend to submerge their heads more and more likely to swallow water when swimming. EPA's proposal also allows water testing to be averaged over a period of as long as 90 days and for 1 in every 4 samples to exceed safe levels before pollution reduction is required. Both of these approaches could expose beachgoers to unnecessary risk or illness. Public health will suffer at the hands of polluters until problems with slack regulations and weakened enforcement are resolved. So the Surfrider Foundation in our county will conduct independent sampling and testing of county waters through our Blue Water Task Force. If you can't measure it, you can't manage it. We're looking for people in our community who want to be part of the solution. Please contact slo@surfrider.org if you'd like to learn more. So you can test the water right there. You know, you can dunk your head under and all that and see if you get sick. Or maybe they have a better way. I suppose they do. Anyway, that's the thing they were talking about right there. PG&E has named a chief nuclear officer. Ed Halpin is going to arrive here in April, and he looks like a nice guy. And he comes from a South Texas project, a two-reactor nuclear power plant in Bay City, Texas, where he serves as president, chief executive officer, and chief nuclear officer. But now he's got to be the chief nuclear dude. All right. Paso Festival is going to feature 40 breweries and some and raise money for Pioneer Day, so they have the big brewery thing going on, and that's coming our way. And I got a phone call at 10 minutes to 2. Let's get on the phone and say hello. Hello.
Hello. Wait, real quickie. The patient at Atascadero Hospital can refuse their medication legally.
They can?
Yes, they can. I know a few site techs that work there, and that's one of the reasons that they have the problems that they do.
Why can they?
An ACLU ruling or taking to court for them a while back and stuff, and they were able to deny medication.
Can I lock them up?
In extreme cases, yeah, but they have to, it's like in a lot of situations, the criminal has more rights than the keepers, you know? So they're allowed to do so much damage before they put them as offensive that they have to be in a kind of a lockdown situation type of thing, but even at that, they have to allow them a certain amount of time floating around and all this kind of stuff, and they just don't have the personnel to be able to, you know, the people are, like you say, they're not exactly normal, but they're not stupid, a lot of them. They have nothing to do all day long but think about how they can damage one of the employees. That for one reason or another, they don't like. I mean, it can be real or imagined, but they don't like them, and they've got nothing but time to think about how they can hurt them.
We need the rich people to donate money and come up with the rubber room extension of the Atascadero State Hospital so that we have more places to put them.
What we need is more of the rules for the inmates and not as many for the employees.
I didn't realize, there's something rattling around in my head now saying I sort of vaguely remember that, but I didn't really remember it, that they aren't made to take medication. And I'd have to say to you also, I mean, I'll say that's just idiotic.
Yeah. It really is insane with some of those patients. That's the way that it is.
And that's not even a play on words.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Mike, thanks for letting us know.
All right, take care, Billy Boy.
Appreciate it. Okay. Who gets that? I don't get it. There's a cute story here that Gail Cuddy wrote from South County about this Oreg Randy woman was a niece of Ike. Got to meet him and had a picture taken with him and stuff. And she doesn't look that happy about that. She looks like, oh, my God, they're taking my picture with this old dude who happened to be General Dwight Eisenhower. at the time, and back in 1945. So that's kind of cute. So it was a cute story. I liked it, too. But I especially liked the look on her face. Yeah. Who is this old dude? All right, now, anything else we missed today? Wait, I got one more thing here. What is this? I don't know how long it's going to take to play, but we can try it. No, let me reboot it. Let me reload it, and then we'll play. I guess it's a better way to do it, because the wheels on the bus go around and around.
The Nuevo Leon Mexican Bakery in Ulysses, Kansas, is open 365 days a year. Owners Safino and Irene Ramirez say all of their customers are Hispanic, a group that is exploding here.
It seems like every year it's more and more and more.
Husband Safino came to Kansas as a migrant worker from Monterrey, Mexico. He married Irene, a U.S. citizen, and together they've raised five children in Ulysses.
We don't like big towns. It's a lot of noise and, a lot of traffic.
Ulysses is a small town of about 6,000 people on the Kansas Plains. In the 1940s, migrant workers like Safino started arriving to work during harvest season. Today, the jobs are in oil and natural gas and managing cattle. But now, Hispanic immigrants aren't just passing through, they're settling down, and the face of Ulysses is changing.
With liberty and justice for all.
School administrators say in the last 15 years, the population of Hispanics in the district has soared from about 20% to nearly 60%.
It doesn't matter where that child comes from. They're all our children. And I think that the whole community embraces that idea, that they come through our doors, they're our kids, and inside every little kid just needs to learn.
Administrators say the changing demographic has forced them to add bilingual classroom assistants and teachers, but it's also helped keep the town's student population up, which means more funding. In a state where some small farm communities are slowly dying, Ulysses is growing and embracing its new arrivals.
We pay taxes, everything, buy homes, buy vehicles, groceries, and so it helps the economy.
It's just not a big deal. They're good neighbors, they're good people.
At Daylight Donuts, the town coffee clutch just off Main Street, we hear the same thing.
Everybody just gets along with everybody. We're a small town. That's what's great about a small town.
Thanks for being a friend of the Friends and Neighbors Network right here. 1340 KYMS, your radio station. We'll do it again tomorrow. We'll get together at noon. Until then, may all your trails be happy ones, and don't believe everything you hear here, because
this is Talk is Cheap.
The game is over.
The Friends and Neighbors Network.
Game over.
With Bill Benica.
Bye, bye, bye. Bye, bye. Happy trails to you until we meet. Again, happy trails to you. Keep smiling.